Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and here at Perry High School, with the Perry Drama, as they are getting ready for their fall play, it's Puffs. It'll be this Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Perry Performing Arts Center. Right now, I have a couple of guests. We have the director, Randy Peterson, and then we also have Hunter Ayers, Ethan Jackson, Andres Zarate, and Olivia Christensen. We'll start here with Hunter. Hunter, can you tell me what role that you're playing and a little background about your character?
So I am the narrator. I'm pretty much the person putting on the play. I am the one that's like describing it. I'm the very down-to-earth character. Can't really say much else without spoiling.
That works. Well, thank you. Ethan, over to you.
I am playing the character Wayne Hopkins, who is this overly optimistic character who's bouncy, the stereotypical Hufflepuff, where he's like bouncing around, having fun, trying to be nice to everybody.
Okay, awesome. Okay, that sounds good. And then Andreas, for you?
Well, I play Oliver Rivers, this nerdy nerd who is more than prone to a freak out or two. I'm part of the main trio in this show, so I guess I'm kind of a stand-in for Ron.
Okay, no, that sounds good. And then Olivia, what about your character?
I play Megan Jones, and Megan is a puff who wants to be anything but a puff, so she makes it her mission to not be a puff.
Okay, interesting. And then, so we'll now talk about what's the process of getting into your character. So, Hunter, for you, narrator, anything specific?
So, I've played a narrator before in our last play, and this narrator role is completely different. He's very interactive. He's not just describing. He interacts with the crowd. He interacts with people on stage. He has a personality more or less than your average narrator. So, it's been more of a challenge because typically when you hear a narrator, you have to not necessarily be mundane, but you're just describing. You're not actually a part of the plot. You're not a driving force. But my narrator role is a driving force. He has a lot of monologues. He has a lot of introductions of new people, everything like that. So it's been fun, but it's been a lot more difficult than I expected it to be being a narrator role.
Okay, well, thank you for detailing that. So, Ethan, what about your character? What's the process about getting into that?
Wayne, being such an energetic character, I have to really just let go of all my, like, fears of looking goofy, because that's the whole point. I'm supposed to make a fool of myself. I'm supposed to be this big, vibrant character. And it's been a bit of a challenge trying to let go of some of that anxiety and some of that stage fright to truly encapsulate like his pure energy and happiness towards everything.
Okay, yeah, we'll see how that comes about. Andreas, what has the process been like for you?
Here at the drama department, I've done just about everything. I've worn an eye patch, been a pirate, I've eaten a giant cake, 3 giant cakes. Peterson's had me do a bunch of really weird, really random roles most of the time. So Oliver as a character, he's, like I've said, a nerd. He wants to be good at school, he wants to be smart, and all that kind of thing. But he definitely has a lot of insecurities towards that, and a lot of nerves. So getting into this character, I gotta get it into that mindset that, like, I feel like I'm doing horrible at school. I'm constantly being like, oh my God, I have to do this, I gotta do this, yada, yada, and that kind of thing. So a real challenge with this has just been keeping that feeling going on for as long as I need to. Because, like, most of the time, I'm not very nervous. But I gotta pretend like I'm, like, a nervous wreck most of the time. I've just been trying to get that emotion across as best I can.
Yeah, well, that can bring its challenges. So, yeah, thanks for talking about that. And then, Olivia, for you, what's the process like?
Well, my character, Megan, she goes through a lot of phases and trying not to be a puff, so I have to take on that character and persona every single time. But even though she tries to have these different fronts, she always has that one main goal to just be different. And I just have to put myself in that perspective and try to pretend like I have to put myself in that character, be the character, understand how she feels so I can try and mirror that in my acting.
Awesome. Thanks for all that. And then one simple thing for all of you guys again. What are you most anticipating, most excited about for the performance this weekend?
I'm excited for a little spin that I get to do. I can't really describe it, but it's a goofy part. You have to be there to know what I'm talking about. You'll know it when you see it.
Awesome. Okay. So yeah, thanks for the foreshadowing there again, Hunter. Ethan, what about you?
The whole show is extremely funny, and like I'm frequently breaking character during rehearsal, and I'm excited to see all of our jokes and stuff land, but I'm also excited to see some of our more serious moments hit the audience.
Awesome. Okay. And Andreas?
A lot like Ethan said, it's a comedy. I'm looking forward to hearing those laughs, those potential cries. We'll see. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to putting on a good show, getting through it, and then enjoying it after.
Awesome. Olivia, what about for you?
Well, for the play being a Harry Potter spoof, I've never personally read or watched all the movies, but I know a lot of people have, so I think what'll be really fun is how people get their references, and they think it's funny in their own little way, even if I don't understand it.
Okay, awesome. Well, awesome. Again, that is Hunter Ayers, Ethan Jackson, Andres Zorati, and Olivia Christensen as they are playing in the Perry Drama Fall Play Puffs again this Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Perry Performing Arts Center. Now, Randy, we'll come over to you, and yeah, let's just kind of go from there. Harry Potter spinoff. Can you explain, I guess, more of what the play is?
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of another take on this classic story that everybody's familiar with. So hopefully people have at least heard of Harry Potter. And so this is a play told from a different perspective. So it's the perspective of the Hufflepuffs in this show. And so it's kind of an interesting version, interesting variant of a very classic show here.
Awesome, okay. How would you say rehearsals have been going?
The rehearsals have been going really great. My students always come, you know, ready to do anything that I ask of them, especially a show like this where I ask them to do some pretty crazy stuff here. I've always been very appreciative of my students' willingness to just kind of do anything that I ask of them. So
that's awesome. But what about the process? What was the process kind of choosing this play? Was it a student interest? How did that go about?
I mean, I kind of choose the shows here myself, but I chose this show specifically because I thought it would be fun for the students to do. Everybody's here dressed up in school today in their house colors, so showing their school pride here of a different school, slightly different school. But yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be fun for the kids, and that's kind of how I went about choosing it. So
awesome. Well, that's really cool. And can you discuss like the ticket prices, how people can go about purchasing those?
Yeah, of course. Tickets for both adults and students are $6. You can buy them either online at bit.ly/perrypuffs, or you can buy them at the door.
Awesome. Okay. That's all I have for you guys. Again, that's the Perry Drama Club. They are presenting their fall play Puffs this Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Perry Performing Arts Center. Again, we've been joined by Randy Peterson, the leader of the group, and also students Hunter Ayers, Ethan Jackson, Andres Zorati, and Olivia Christensen. Thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome, and that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.